Chavat at all. Was his loy, which should bless the avol, does not have avol. But there is chavat that he could be banged up his body. His body, maybe got banged up enough that to suffer treifa. The yochi is so huzak by chayv. Got hurt. It's chayiv. Ayah less by havola. Again, amalei ain havola lemis. There's not enough hevel to kill him. But v'yesh havola nizokin. The dead air, the air that's there because the bor is even four tzvachim deep. Also, something wrong with it that could cause the animal to get nizik. But anachlan, before we're talking about, even though the bor is not 10 tzvachim deep, a treifa maybe became because it could bang itself. The chavot is there. Eisvei says, "Beis haskilo hoyi gavoyish tei kaimis." The beis haskilo was high, 2 kaimis. V'tini olo, we learned this for kumah shaloi, twice his height. Harekan sholish, and it's 3 kaimis higher. Now that's how tall it was. We threw him off. Now we say that yesh chavat tepachas miyud lomli kuli high. Now if you want to tell me it's only a problem, there's no hevel less than yud, but chavat to kill there is. So why do we have to throw him off so high? Throw him off from lower place. Well, the time is never a sir. Why do you go anywhere so wide? Just go 10 tefachim high. Ella, the reason why we kill him, throw him off in such a high place, because Rab Nachman, the Omer Rab Nachman, Omer Rab Ravua, Omer Krov, you have to recha kamecha, bora lo misa yofer. That means when you go to kill him nicely. Don't throw him so short, he'll die more pain. Throw him from higher up, he won't have so much pain. Heyochi nigvor tvei, throw him off from Empire State Building.
It means you throw him off from such a high place, then when his body comes down, he'll just like a splash all over, he'll be manavo the body. So that's what we're not allowed to do. We're not allowed to be manavo the body. But our core point is we can't just throw him off from 10 tefachim down, or even less than 10 tefachim, even though he'll die, because that's going to be a painful death. So therefore the Eitzri is to go 2 kaim is twice his height, higher than him. That's a nice misa. So Tosafos speaks out here, the Gemara's Mashmitz Medama Treifus Liyodim, that the same way by Behem was saying now, 10 tefachim, it kills him, the same thing by Nodim also. That's what's Mashmitz for now, Gemara. Tosafos says, even though Rabbi Natam says it's different, but now Gemara's Mashmitz the same thing. So I call upon him, well, we're coming out here now, that Avad Ariz Chavotom, that if it hits itself even less than Yud Tefachim down, it could be like Gemara before, it makes itself Rizuk, maybe would become a treifa, and even over there, the case again was before, where the Zbalabos saw his Tura fall in, where the case there was, it fell into Liarisa the Daloi. So Rashi says it only means it's an armor deep, that's all, it's only 1 armor down. Still, it was a Shaila, it should be a treifa or not, because there is Chavata. Even though there is Chavata, the question is, according to Rav, Yoni Chayef HaHevel, that's why it has to be Yutvachim to Chayef. But less than that, then it could be enough chavot, enough of a bang, to kill him maybe because of risuk or avar. So that's what's coming out now. For hevel, you need yutfochim, but the chavat could be even for less. All right, we'll stop here. Here, we're holding that nun aleph from an aleph. And the Morris Kasha now, tell for 8 lines down. Eisvei have a Kasha like this. Can we ask the Kasha really on Rav Nachman Shita, that Rav Nachman was the one that wanted to say that Yesh Chavoto Afilu Pochus Meyud. Even when an animal falls less than 10 tefachim deep, there is a Chavat, he could be hurt, he could be killed from the Chavoto. It's only that it's missing the Hevel, the air. But the Chavat, the impact on the fall, could kill him. So have a Kasha this morning, Kasha Yisrei. The Pasuk says, Ki Yipoil Hanoifo Mimenu. So if the animal, somebody falls inside the boar, it says. That's when you're Chayiv. No, forget, this is a posting about makir. Ki yipol hanoifim menu. That is a mitzvah to put a makir, to put like a fence around your roof, because maybe somebody will fall off and hurt themselves. So idashin mi menu for loy betoichai. We're afraid somebody will fall off the roof, and not the pshat, we're afraid that somebody will fall into your roof. What does that mean to say? Agrashi says, dayes gavoya mershus rabim. If you have a house, a normal house, that's higher up the roof, so we're afraid that maybe somebody will fall off into the Rishus Rabim, you have to put a market, to put a fence around the roof. But v'loy bayis omuk Rishus Rabim, not if the house is lower than the Rishus Rabim, that you should be afraid maybe somebody from the Rishus Rabim will fall onto your roof, then there's no chiyuv to put a market around it. That's the diyuk. V'chiyi pearl hanoifim imenu. That you have to be afraid maybe somebody will fall off the roof. Mimenu, they'll fall off the roof into the Rishus Rabim for loy betoichai, and not to be afraid somebody should fall into the roof. Ketzad, what's the cases?
Hoyser Rishus Rabim Gevoyim Imenu Asarat Fochim. Let's say the Rishus Rabim was higher up, and your house was lower down on the bottom of a hill. You had your house on the bottom of a cliff, like you had your house. So the Rishus Rabim was more than 10 Tfachim above your house. V'nofal mitoichol atoichoy. And to be afraid that somebody should fall off the Rishus Rabim into your house, on top of your roof, that you're potter for making a market. But amukim imenu asar tfachim, let's say though, like normally, that the Rishus Rabim is below your house, under your house, is omuk from your house, 10 tfachim, v'nofal mitoichol atoichol, and we're afraid somebody will fall off from your roof into the Rishus Rabim, then chayiv. That's what Torah says, you have a chayiv to make a market. That's when you have a chayiv to make a market. Now the question is, if you want to tell me that yesh chavoto b'pachas miyud, according to Rav Nachman, if somebody falls off even less than yutvachim, there's enough chavot, enough bang to kill you. If so, lo mali asara. Why is halacha you only have the chiyuv to make a makir if your roof is more than 10 tefachim above the Rishus Rabim? But mashma, if it's only 8 tefachim above the Rishus Rabim, then you're potter, because we're not afraid somebody will fall off your roof and kill himself. The question is, why not? According to Rav Nachman, even less than 10 tefachim, there's a chavota, there's a bang there that could kill you. So the Gemara answers, Omale, Shani Baiz, the halacha of a makir is different. The halacha of a house is that the choyel pochas miyasoro lav bayisu. It's taka true. If the guy would fall off the roof, maybe he would kill himself. But the reason why you potter from a makah, the Torah only says a bayis has to have a makah. A bayis, the house, has to be at least 10 tefachim high. If you're inside the house and the roof is not 10 tefachim above you, that's not a makam royal adira. You can't live there. So therefore, the place is not called a house. That's why you potter from a makah. Not because if somebody falls off and he won't kill himself. It could be somebody would kill himself, maybe. But the pshat is not called a bias. That's why you put her from a market. Like Rashi says, V'toyrol echayv of a market el a bias. V'yafagav z'yeshchavot, even though you fall and kill yourself. But it has to have a shame bias on it. And here it's not called a bias. So Moshe says, Yehochi, if so, hashtunami, tehevah mi'avroi yasorom, even now that you say if the roof is 10 tefachim above the Rishus Rabim, that somebody will fall off the roof onto the Rishus Rabim's 10 tefachim deep, still, why is it called a bias? Dal minei tikro maziva, migavoy lehevi asara. In life, from the top of the roof until the bottom of the floor, the Rishus Rabim is only 10 tefachim, so then the roof itself is thick something, if your tefach is something thick, the roof. So underneath the roof, when you're inside the house, is less than 10 tefachim tall. If on top of the roof, down to the floor, is only 10 tefachim, so then inside the house, when you have to minus the thickness of the roof, it's less than 10 tefachim. So vayif, it's not called a house then. So if you're saying that's the psur, it's not called a bayis, so then even if it's 10 tefachim off to a Rishus Rabim, but inside the house it's not. So Morin says, Omale, I'll tell you, kagoin dechak mikavoy. No, we're talking about that inside the house, you lowered the floor. Like you made a little hole in the floor of the house. So therefore, from the floor of the house to the roof, it is 10 tefachim. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, ki loy hevi nami miyavroi yasoro, mishkachas lo dehevi megavoi yasoro. If so, it's possible to say that from the top of the roof until the Rishus Rabim, the floor, is only 8 tefachim. That's all it is, maybe. But it's possible to say inside the house, though, it's more than 10 tefachim. Because maybe inside the house, he lowered the floor. He made the level of the floor lower. He like dug out a big hole in the middle of the floor, in the middle of the house, that now from that hole to the top of the roof, it's more than 10 tefachim. So if so, even if from the top of the roof to the Rishus Rabim is only 8 tefachim, still you should be chayiv in a makir. Because you tell him now, according to Rav Nachman, a person falls off even less than 10 tefachim, he could kill himself. The only reason why you're saying your potter is because it's not called a bias, but here it's called a bias. Because inside this house, since you made a hole on the floor, from that hole to the top of the roof, it's more than 10 tefachim. So it's called a house. So why does the Brisa say you potter from the mezuzah? You should be chayiv from the mezuzah if so. So Mar says, Titaka true. Avad, even Rav Nachman agrees that chavat, a person falls less than 10 tefachim, you don't kill yourself. No, nothing doing. Namah, when you fall less than 10 tefachim, you don't kill yourself. Therefore, you have to fall 10 tefachim in order to have a chash, maybe you kill yourself. If so, what did Rav Nachman say here when the animal fell into the water, the water canal here, that he said there's a trifus of Rislak Evorim? Why are we afraid maybe the animal could kill himself? Ah, it only fell one arm deep, which is only six tvachim. So why are we afraid the animal died maybe? So Mura says, Elahainu time of the Rav Nachman. This is the reason why Rav Nachman said on the case before, that if your animal fell into this canal, which is one arm deep, it's only six tvachim deep, so then what happens then? The owner got nervous, and he went and shechted the animal right away. So Rav Nachman said that animal is a treifa. Because Allah says, when an animal falls, and we have a chash, maybe it broke his bones, so you can't use it for the next day, you have to wait 24 hours. But if you don't wait 24 hours, we're afraid maybe the animal made a risk that gave over and broke his bones, that he's going to die. So you see, it's possible to die even from only six tvachim. So parents is like this, no. I tell you that Rav Nachman Sova, Mikri Sedetura Liarya Kam Heviyabo. An animal from his stomach until the ground is four tvachim. When an animal is standing up, the bottom of the stomach until the floor is four tvachim above the ground. Now, Arisa de Daloi, this canal was an arm deep. Kamehave Shisa, it was six tvachim deep. So it comes out when the animal now fell into the canal, his stomach fell ten tvachim. Its feet only fell six tvachim. But the stomach that was four tvachim off the ground, when it came tumbling down now into this bore, it had a chavat of ten tvachim. That's why we're afraid the stomach broke its bones there. Hu asara. If so, ishtachin, it comes out, when this animal fell and landed into this canal of six tvachim deep, since the stomach was four tvachim off the ground, together with ten tvachim, that's why he gave it a shame treifus. For the Gemara is so elam astisim dektoni, my boar should elohom is yutvachim. So what's pshat in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, what's a boar that could kill an animal only if the boar is yutvachim deep? Why? The question is why? It should be enough if your boar is six tvachim deep. Because usually an animal, when it walks, its stomach is four tvachim off the ground. So four tvachim and six tvachim is ten. So it should be enough for a boar to be six tvachim deep. And an animal falls into it, it should also be chayv if it dies there. Why does the Mishnah say dafka has to be yud tvachim deep? So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, Amri mas nisin the ingdor labor. Our Mishnah is talking about that it rolled into the bor, like Rashi says. Shreichifoy, the animal was lying on the floor. Then his galgul and it rolled and fell into the bor. That's the case that the bor has to be yutvachim. Because there it's not four tvachim off the ground. So therefore, if it's rolling into the bor and the bor is only six tvachim deep, so then the mice, it's not kalei l'homis, then taki yud vipata. So therefore, in such a case, the Mishnah says it has to be yutvachim deep. According to Rav Nachman, if the animal is standing, it's enough just to be six tvachim deep. Now the Mishnah says, "Boar shel shnei shutzim." You have a boar belonging to two people. Overall of a rishon v'lekiso, the first owner passes by and doesn't cover it. But v'yasheni v'lekiso, then the second one passed by and also did not cover it. So hasheni chayiv, the second one is chayiv. So Rashi says the Gemara says the case is that when the first one passed by, he saw the second one is still working there, it's still fetching water. So therefore, he didn't have a chiyuv to cover it. Now, when the second one left, he was the last one to leave, he's supposed to cover this ditch. If he didn't cover it, he's chayiv for the damage that it causes. Tomorrow first says, Amri, bor shel shnei shutzim hechem ishkachas lo. How is it possible to have a case of a bor belonging to two people? So it depends. Honich is true, like Rabbi Kiva, the yom bor b'shus hechayiv. If you don't like Rabbi Kiva, that a bor in your b'shus also yechayiv for, then it's good. Mishkachas lo v'chotzer shel shneim. You could have a boar that belongs to two people. The chotzer belongs to two people. Or boar shel shneim, and the boar belongs to both of them also. V'efkiru reshusam l'efkiru bayron. They were mafka then the reshus around the boar, but not the boar itself. So then it's possible to have shutfis in a boar. Eli svirulon boar b'shus epotter. If you hold that, no. A boar b'shus is potter. Yoni chayiv and a boar b'shus rabim. If so, hechem mishkachas lo the chayiv ole b'shus rabim. Where do we have the chayiv of boar then? Only if you dig a boar b'shus rabim. If so, of Rishus Rabin, Bor Shal Shnei Shutzim, Hechem Mishkachas Lo. How do we find the Bor of partners that was dug in Rishus Rabin? Idishav Yishliach Tavayu. If both of them appointed one person to be a Shliach, to dig the ditch for them, V'yamrulei Zil Korilon. And they told this person, go and dig it for us. V'yazo Korilu, and the person went and dug the ditch for Rishus Rabin. Fred Gemara, no, there's no Shlichus here. The Klal is ain't Shliach, the Dvar Aveira. You're telling him to do an Aveira. To dig a ditch in the middle of a Shasarab is a Takola. It's a lav. It's a lav of a Mazik. You're making a Takola. they're over Lavia, so the klal is ain't shlich of the bar of Eira, like Rashi always says. You're not mechayev the shulcha, the one that sent it. Ella, rather the shlich himself is chayev. And Rashi says it's a svara here. The Amrila, we always say, divira, divira talma, divira mishaimim. So, therefore, if you put two people, made a shlich to dig a bor, only the person that dug it is chayev, not the two people. So there's no shutfas here. Elamai, what's the case? Vi dekora hai chamisha. First, Ruvain dug 5 tvachim. For hai chamisha, then Shimon came and finished it off another 5 tvachim. For the Gemara, nestalku lo maisarisha, no? So only the second one is chayev. The first one's actions went away, it's not here. We only see the last one's bor. So Mara said, that depends. It's only good according to Rebbe Shita for Nizok, like we'll soon see. Rebbe says when the second one finishes it, both of them are chayiv. So according to Rebbe Shita for Nizok is good. Mishkachas lo. But elu le Rebbe lemisa. For in a case where a shor dies there, then even Rebbe agrees in such a case, where first the person dug 5 tvachim, and the second one came and made it 5 tvachim deeper to 10, only the second one is chayiv, not the first one. So it's not a bor hashutfim. Ule Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan Shita, Bein Lemisa, Bein Lemezokin. They hold in both cases only the second one is chayav, not the first one. So, how do we have the case that a bor belongs to two people? If Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. So, Gemara Intu, Zom Rabbi Yechanon, Kagoyin, Shokru, Shneim, Chuyim, Vasachas. We're talking about the two people together picked up the last shovelful to make this bor, Veshlim, Uli, Asara. And they both made the bor now 10 tefachim deep. So, if two people together picked up the last shovelful, they both made the bor. That's the case of bor of two people. Now the Gemara says, "My Rabbi, my Rabbanu, what's this machlokes?" Tatani, we learn like this: Echad achayfa bor tisha. One person, Reuven, dug a bor 9 tefachim deep. Then Shimon came and finished it off to 10 tefachim deep. Here's Achron Chayiv. It says the last one is Chayiv only. So Rabbi Yom, Rabbi says like this: Achron lemitza. The last one is Chayiv if an animal dies there, because he made a 10 tefachim deep. So he's Chayiv for the misa. But v'yachesh neim l'nizokin. But if an animal just falls there and hurts himself. So even the first one made a bor for Nizokin. So therefore they're both chayiv. Now, and the Rabbanan say no, in all cases, only the last one is chayiv. Not the first one. Now the Gemara says, my time with the Rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan swore that even for Nizokin, only the second one is chayiv, not the first one? The Yom HaKor, the Torah says, Ki yiftach v'chiyichre, if you open a bor, you dig a bor. So the question is, imal apsicha chayiv akri l'koshchen, if you chayiv for opening a bor, for sure you chayiv if you dig the bor. Elo, what does the Pesach have to say it for? Lovi kareya acha kareya. That a second person that digs more than the first one dug, shesilik maisarishan. He like takes away the first one's actions, and we only see the second one's bor. So that's the Rabbanan's svar that even for Nizokin now, only the second one is chayiv. For Rebbe Yomloch, what does Rabbi tell us? What does Rabbi say back to us? No. Hano mitzvah srichi. These two psu in yonim of kiyichra and kiyiftach, we need, like we said before, kiyamrinam. Like we said before, that yichayif for bor, which is a rabbim. But the Gemara of Rabbanan, Ami, if so, mitzvah tzrichi, we need it like we said before. Ela rather high in the time of the Rabbanan. This is the reason of the Rabbanan. Omar Kvot HaPosek says, Ki yichri ish bor. Echad v'lo shnayim. Z'mashma ki yichri ish, only one person's chayif for bor, and not two people. So therefore, the second one, he's the one that was meisiv, he's chayif. For Rabbi, what does Rabbi do with this? Ha'umi boy like, Ki yichri ish bor v'lo shor bor. Here the drosh to teach us, only if a man digs a bor is he chayif. Not if your shor goes to a shesrabim and makes a ditch there. The Bala Sharma's Potter. For the Gemara of Rabbanim, why don't they dash like this? Tre ish bor ksiv. It says two times the word ki yichra ish bor. So it means ish v'loi shor, and one and not two. For Rebbe, the Gemara says, Adi, the ksiv hai, kosav hai, no, it's not extra. Since it says it once, it says it twice already. For the Gemara, namimai, l'chiyu v'basra, dum l'chiyu v'kama good. It says ki yichra ish, only one is chayiv and not two. Maybe the first one is chayiv, not the second one. How does Rebbe know? How does Rabbanim know only the second one, not the first one? So most loy sakad that you can't say. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Vahaneith yaloi, Hahu the Kovid Misa. The one is Chayiv is the one that caused the Misa, the one that made it Yitzvachim deep. So therefore, Pshita, the second one that was Mashlim at the 10th Vachim, he's the one that's Chayiv here. And that's the first one that only made it 9th Vachim, that's Potter on Misa. For the Gemara, Vahai, Vahaneith yaloi, is that what this Pasuk is coming for? Me boil it like the Rava, we need it for Rava's Alocha. The Yom HaRava, Rava says, Shor psuli hamikdashim. If you have a shor that psuli hamikdashim that's once hegdish and it became a balmun and you appointed it shenof or the bor, now it falls into the bor potter. The balabor is potter for the damage. You know why? Shenema the pasuk says v'hameis yeloi. When is the balabor chayiv? If an animal falls and dies there, you can keep the mace. Mebi b'mi shameish yeloi. Only an animal that the mace belongs to you. Ma'ashenkim psuli hamikdashim. The mace doesn't belong to you. The Torah says there, it says by Sula Madashim, it's only mut if you eat it, and not to give it to your caliph. So therefore, the dead body is only right to give to a caliph. You can't use it by a psuli hamakdoshim. So if so, a sharp psuli hamakdoshim that falls into a bar, you potter. So that's what we need this pasuk of Yamesi Yaloi. Not to tell us that the one that made the tenth fachim deep, the one that made it for Misa, the second one is chayiv. So Mura says, Amri, v'lav memele shamet mino, don't I hear both of them? I hear both svaras here. To be Ahudi, Yavid Misa Skinan. True, the Ika pasuk is to teach us for psuli hamakdoshim. That if you can't keep the nevela, the dead body, you're potter for paying for the hezek. But agav, we also see who we're talking about here. We're talking about a boar that's roy to kill somebody. It has to be yutfachim. So therefore, it's a svara, the one that made it yutfachim, the second one, that was mashlim to yud, he's chayv. Like Taisa says, davka hu, bishvil shechidish misa, shlohoye metchila. The first one that made it now, yutfachim deep, he added something here. He made it now that it's fit to kill. So therefore, he's chayiv and not the first one. What's it like this? Turn around, what like this? Echor achoyfe bor asorah. One person dug up, ditch down, yutfachim. Ubo achav eshlima lechof. The second one came, and not a little bit, but made another 10, made it to 20. Ubo achav eshlima leshleishim. A third one came now, and made it 30 tfachim deep. So kulin chayavim. In such a case, they're all chayiv. Because each one of them, like, made his own bar come out. Each one made a bar, yitzvachim deep, so all three of them are chayiv. Reminu have a kasha. It says, Echad achayiv v'bar asara. Obo acha v'sayid v'kayid. A second person came. V'sayid v'kayid, Rashi says, at the beginning it was much wider. Now he filled in the sides and made it not so wide. So, Obo acha v'sayid v'kayid. Achron chayiv, only the last one is chayiv. So the question is why? The bar is still like yitzvachim. So, chura leima,